Hi, good night. This is your girl Karma. Just giving you this podcast before you go to bed, just to uplift you and inspire you, motivate you, whatever choice of word you might use. Just giving you this bit of pep talk before you go to sleep. Ensure that whatever you have been through throughout the day, never ever take it to bed. Whether it's negative or destructive, anything that's not of a positive aura or a positive outcome, allow it to rest and pray about it. The Bible says, don't let the sun go down on your wrath or on your anger. So before you go to sleep or before the sun sets, ensure that whatever it is, it's settled. So I have this little thing wherein anytime after 6 p.m., I avoid certain phone calls, I ignore certain messages, I avoid certain programs, I don't watch the news, I don't want certain things to be infiltrating my thought process before I go to bed at night, because that is when persons go to sleep, right? And when you sleep, based on whatever you receive from your sensory organs, those things go in your subconscious and then you start to dream. And sometimes just the dreams that we have, it changes our brain chemistry and it increases cortisol, which actually is a stress hormone, and it ages you, you know. It causes a lot of free radicals in the body and it makes you older, it makes you ill, it causes cancer. And you can do your research if you don't believe me. So ensure that before you go to bed, you purify your thoughts, allow your mind to be clear, release yourself from all negativity. When you pick up your smartphone, ensure that you don't pick it up to gossip or to get in anything that's not positive, right? Or anything that doesn't include humor, because humor is actually good. It increases your lifespan and it reduces the aging process. So ensure when you pick up your smartphone anytime past 6 p.m., ensure that it is something positive that you're gonna do. Just set that habit, make yourself that habit, set that little new rule for yourself that you're gonna start as of today. Anytime after 6 p.m. you're gonna use your phone for something smart, as it's called, a smartphone, and just be positive as best as possible. Because if at the end of the day we pass off and there's nothing to accomplish outside of being positive, what else there is? I don't know what else there is. Right, so just try and be positive and spread the love. Keep God in the center of your world. And then remember, He's the author and finisher of all our faiths.